In this Cool Beach podcast number 7, let us look at how the entire US government and various state governments, along with the mainstream news media, are going about to destroy another social media enterprise, TikTok. In the earlier broadcast number 5 or E, we outlined how the same cabal blamed social media and set off investigations and congressional hearings for the election defeat of Hillary Clinton and the election of Donald Trump as president in 2016. Clinton campaign blamed social media for her defeat instead of looking in the mirror and blaming her and her pathetic campaign for her election defeat. The mainstream media trumpeted this narrative ad nauseam. Here, let us look at another example of how petty and pathetic these power-hungry cabal can get, and how vengeful, nasty, manipulative, and dishonest they are with their schemes to destroy social media and IT companies in their pursuit of TikTok. They make up fraudulent, deceitful, baseless claims and ridiculous allegations. A funny thing happened in June 2020, towards the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. Then President Donald Trump decided to hold one of his re-election campaigns rallies in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and invited people to attend the event by various means, including social media. It was at the beginning of summer vacation, as schools and colleges were out for summer. A few teenage girls got wind of this free campaign event. They mentioned it on social media, including TikTok, and many young people obtained the free tickets to this campaign event but never turned up for the campaign rally. Trump got pissed and went looking for a scapegoat. Some in his media directed him to social media, including TikTok. Trump got mad and decided to shut down TikTok, alleging that Chinese government owns and controls it, uses it to manipulate young Americans, and must be banned from the United States. It was a damn lie. TikTok is a private company owned, wholly owned subsidiary of ByteDance, which is a private company incorporated in the Cayman Islands with headquarters in China. ByteDance is 60% owned by the US and other Western businesses, and just 1% owned by the Chinese government. TikTok sued in the US courts and won to stay in the United States. But the US Congress and various government agencies didn't let it go and are still pursuing shutting down TikTok, spending millions and millions of dollars and manpower concocting outrageous and baseless allegations, such as the Chinese government is collecting and analyzing the habits of TikTok users and trying to manipulate the users. How strange. These con artists say that the Chinese government is monitoring at depth the 2 billion plus TikTok users every move, collecting and then manipulating it to eventually control them. What rubbish. Most teenage girls don't know what they plan to do from one moment to another. But according to the charlatans in the Congress and the government, Chinese government knows it. These are the same leaders whose only ambition in life is how to control and hold on to power at any cost. However, various US government agencies already record, evaluate and keep copies of social media and IT and information technology companies' data, while they refuse to do any of that to mainstream media.